Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. A strongly worded letter from the Cobourg Police Services Board Chair, Ron Kerr, was sent to Town Council. It chided Mayor Lucas Cleveland and Brighton Mayor Brian Ostrander for misleading the public regarding a county-wide police study. The county approved $75,000 to update a 2007 study for a Northumberland police force. In today's interview, you will hear Ron Kerr explain the purpose of the letter and why he thinks both mayors were out of line. For him and the police board, it was simple. Just ask us. I'm so pleased to have with me today Ron Kerr, Chair of the Cobourg Police Services Board. Welcome to Consider This Northumberland.
Happy to be here, Robert.
You sent a rather strongly worded letter to Cobourg Council regarding a recent discussion at the Police Services Board. It was about countywide policing. Now, why is this such a big deal? It's just an update on an old study.
Well, maybe for some listeners that aren't aware of what the board's duties are, I mean, our mandate is to provide adequate and effective policing to the municipality while remaining fiscally responsible. So our concern with the statements that were issued is that the reasons for dusting off the 2007 study, some of the reasons given were actually inaccurate. So normally the board does not deal with town council except at budget time. So what we did is really unusual. I've been on the board for 4 years. I was the vice chair for three, and I am now the chair. And just in all of those years, I don't recall us ever having a conversation like this with Cobourg Town Council. But the fact of the matter is that if you're going to raise an issue, I think your reasons for raising it have to be accurate. And the board would submit that the reasons given by Mayor Cleveland and, surprisingly, by Mayor Ostrander from Brighton were not accurate. So the board took the very unusual step of sending a letter to council to the effect that the Cobourg Police Services Board did not support reopening this matter.
So before we get too far, and I'd like to come back to that and talk about it in some detail, but right now in Northumberland, the county spends $20 million on policing. Now that's all the municipalities put together. Now from a taxpayer's perspective, would it not be a good idea to take a look and see if money can be saved? You're a taxpayer. Don't you want to see lower municipal taxes?
Well, that isn't the board's position. The board's position really is, if you're going to reopen a study, give us some good reasons for doing it. And I would submit that a 16-year-old study, to quote from a 16-year-old study, when policing has changed so dramatically during that period of time, to be quite frank with you, it's changed dramatically over the last 7 years since the provincial government brought in new regulations concerning policing. So our position is, our board is not an expert on countywide policing. I've read the study, very, very thorough study, but to repeat myself, very, very dated. And I don't feel anything in that study is applicable to today's policing. That's my personal opinion.
Can you give us some examples of what you mean by the big changes that have taken place? Can you give us a couple of things that we can hang our hat on?
Well, for the biggest change and the one that affects all police budgets in the province is what's called presumptive legislation, which the provincial government brought in 2016. Basically, what that says is that all first responders, now that would be fire, paramedics, and police, that any issues that they have, whether they're physical or mental, are presumed to be job related. So what this has created is a situation where, and if I can just refer, maybe I'm getting off topic for you, but the Auditor General did a rather scathing report on the largest police force in Ontario, the OPP, back in 2021. And he not only addressed the shortage of frontline officers, but he pointed out that it was costing almost $43 million a year in WSIB claims. Now, some of these are very legitimate, but a lot of them are a result of this presumptive legislation. At one point in time, prior to 2016, it would be normal to have 6 to 8% of your frontline officers out, either, you know, for physical or mental health issues. Now the provincial average is somewhere between 25 and 30%. So I think you can appreciate what that does to a policing budget. Because we are required to provide effective policing. And if you have 25 to 30% of your workforce out, that puts a terrific strain either on overtime or having to hire additional officers.
But isn't that the whole point of updating a study, is to take issues like you've just described and integrate them into this study? I'm not clear as to why that's a problem.
Then I guess I'm repeating myself again, is reasons for dusting off a study. Give us good reasons why you're doing it. So give us some facts, like, why are you doing it? Are you doing it? Why wouldn't you just commission a new study? Like, why go back into a 2007 study that is really no longer relevant?
Well, before we get all into this deep water, amalgamating police is not a new idea in Northumberland. I mean, the OPP did go around in 2011 and 2012, and many municipalities across Ontario, I think it was like 60 at the time, jumped on board. Now, the question I have for you is, you seem to be very critical of the OPP. Do you think the OPP can do a good job?
No, I'm not critical of the OPP at all. All I'm quoting to you is the results of an auditor, fairly recent Auditor General's report on OPP policing. I am not critical of the OPP at all.
So you think they could do a good job?
Well, no, I feel that they have to deal with a lot of issues that all police forces have to deal with, whether they be smaller municipal forces like Cobourg and Port Hope, or the larger forces. I think their problems are all the same. I know there are, I forget how many municipalities now are policed by the OPP. And I'm just saying it's very difficult, just like for the Cobourg service. At times, we've had trouble having enough manpower to fulfill our mandate. And my position would be the OPP has the same issue at times.
It's what I'm hearing saying, there's no great advantage then in going to the OPP, because you all have the same challenges, the same budgetary pressures, et cetera. Am I understanding your point?
Well, we keep going. We're going round and round here now, Robert.
I just want to be clear.
My point is, if you're going to renew a study or commission a new study, the reasons for doing it, I think, have to be analytical. And in this case, all we read from the county motion or the position put forward by the two mayors were not factual.
Okay.
As a taxpayer, I can't believe that the county decided to drop $75K on this without delving a little further into the issue.
All right. Point taken. Good. Now, listen, do you currently share services or do joint work with other local police forces?
Yes, we do.
Can you give us some examples?
We'll call on Port Hope at times.
Yeah.
And we will call on the OPP at times. For example, that homicide that occurred in Coburg within the last year or so, I mean, the OPP was called in to investigate that because the small town services do not have the abilities to, you know, conduct that kind of investigation. So, yes, we have a very engaged police chief, and he never hesitates to reach out. He'll reach out to Port Hope. He'll reach out to Peterborough. He'll reach out to the OPP. He'll reach out to anyone he has to reach out to.
Now, did you ever have a chance? Did they talk to either of them before you wrote the letter, or has there been any communication?
No, you see, and I mean, we're all thick-skinned. I've been around I'm very thick-skinned. Age thing more than anything. Neither one of them reached out to anyone. They didn't reach out to the board. They didn't reach out to the CPA, the Coburg Police Service, for any comment. And I addressed this a little bit earlier, Robert, when I said if the mayor had reached out to the board on the recruiting issue, I mean, we would have given him our answer, but we would have referred him to that Auditor General's report, which was very specific that larger boards are dealing with the same issues that smaller boards are.
So how did you find out about the motion then?
How did we find out? Was on maybe on social media, I believe. Was it not? Perhaps today's Northumberland. I don't recall, to be quite frank with you. Somebody would have pointed it out to members of the board, and I believe it might have been on, but don't quote me on that because I'm not positive.
All right.
That may have been the source.
Did you hear from any of the officers or the union or staff?
Oh yes. You have to understand that I think you've lived in Coburg for a long time. You must have been around when back in 2007, when this was being addressed, and the lawn signs, everything were going up. And I mean, this is a terrific kick to the morale of our current officers, for sure. And if I may, while we're on that subject, not only to our officers and their morale, but to our business center. Now, when I reference the business center, are you aware of what I'm talking about?
No, I was going to ask you. Go ahead.
Okay. So we have a very effective business center, which performs criminal record checks, vulnerable sector checks. It's a very lucrative business, to be quite frank with you, and we're one of the top organizations in Canada doing these checks. But when it's a very competitive business also. Now, the funds from the business center pay for all the capital costs for the Coburg Police Service. So when I say all the capital costs, I mean all the capital costs. Recently, we've had to update our fleet of vehicles. Those funds come out of the business center. We initiated what was called an officer safety program last year, which entailed body-worn cameras, updating the various pieces of equipment that the officers require. All of those funds came out of the business center. I think since the business center has been operating, and here again, I don't want to quote an inaccurate figure, but close to $2 million has been expended out of the business center on capital costs for the Coburg Police Service. Now, when I say the capital, that means that those costs do not go on the tax levy. So when an announcement comes out about that maybe there's going to be a change in the policing model, and we know the last time around in 2007, the only service that bid on the countywide policing was the OPP, that the OPP is really not in the criminal investigation business, report business. So right now we have a very effective business center that is providing a huge break to the taxpayers. We also employ a fairly large number of individual people, well-paid jobs. So if that business was to go down, you're going to lose that capital, and you're going to lose all those jobs. So my point here is that our customers pay attention to public statements, and they wouldn't hesitate for a moment if they thought that the Coburg Police Service Business Center might die out, might cease to exist. They would jump ship and go somewhere where they could get the service they need. A lot of these criminal record checks are time limited. They're needed on an almost give it to me today basis. So any suggestion that that business might not be in existence, like I say, we would be losing customers, and therefore the tax levy for policing would increase. Make no mistake about it. Policing is expensive. I mean, go back to when you and I were younger, policing was policing. So, you know, I mean, it was law enforcement. Now it's homelessness, it's mental health issues, it's drug issues. All our cruisers now are equipped with Narcan kits. I mean, a lot of the police calls are to do with mental health and drug issues. That isn't the way it used to be. So my point here is the demands on policing seem to increase year by year, and therefore the costs go up.
Coburg Councillor Adam Bureau read from a prepared statement at the town council meeting last week. He also sits on the police services board. Now, he made it very clear about the thing that you were just talking about, and I'm glad we talked about it, and that's the criminal checking service that Coburg provides would be disbanded if there was a takeover. And obviously, you've explained how it works. Now, if I'm not wrong, somewhere between $1.5 million and $2 million worth of business it does annually, right? Something about that?
I don't have the accurate figure in hand.
But as you described, I mean, it's a very critical component.
It's a very successful business. Yes, it is.
All right. So now Mayor Lucas Cleveland said in an interview I did last week that he is a huge supporter of the Coburg Police. Do you believe him?
I don't know, to be quite frank with you. You know, we have a, you know, I'm not here to, make Mayor Cleveland's life any more difficult than it is. I give full credit to anyone that runs for municipal council. I did consider it at one point in time, but I decided not to. So it isn't for me, you know, to make a statement like that. I would say he was misinformed.
He also said in the interview that he has so much faith in the Coburg Police Force that he wants to see Coburg run the entire countywide policing. Do you think that's a good idea?
I don't know. Back in 2007, of course, you know, when the RFP went out on countywide policing, the only service that applied was the OPP. I mean, I think you can appreciate, I'm no expert on countywide policing or on regional policing or anything like this, other than I know they're huge services that require a lot of administration. And I think for a small service to take over like a whole county, it would be quite a challenge in my opinion. But I don't, I, you know, detail wise, I have, I really can't state, you know, an actual opinion on that.
Has this incident hurt the relationship between the Coburg Police Services Board and the town?
Not in my opinion, no. We were very pleased that the vote at council was 5-2 to support our position. We were very pleased about that. So no, I don't think there's from our standpoint, there's no hard feelings on this. I mean, were we annoyed that we weren't consulted and surprised? Certainly we were. We were very surprised that we weren't consulted because, I mean, I think any reasonable person would say, well, if I'm going to take a position on something, who can I talk to that might give me some insight into this? And it wasn't done. And as far as Mayor Ostrander goes, we were very surprised that a mayor from an adjacent municipality would come out and report that he knew issues concerning the Coburg Police Service that he doesn't know, that he has absolutely no insight to, and that by making statements like that about, you know, various issues that the CPS might be facing, he wasn't talking about facts. He was talking about conjecture and opinion. And we were very surprised at some of his comments.
The Coburg Police Force is undertaking a study to look at a new police building. With policing up in the air, will you proceed with any plans to advance a new building?
We put out an RFP to do a needs assessment or an assessment of the current building. The deadline for those just closed last week. I haven't seen them yet. I understand we have received 5 or 6 proposals for the assessment. The board, I've also been told some of them are 600 pages long, which I'm not looking forward to reading them, but I haven't seen them yet. No one on the board has seen them yet. I'm sure they'll be addressed at the next board meeting. 2 members of the board have been assigned to be the lead figures on assessing the RFPs. And then, but no decision has made to proceed. And in today's climate, as you said, with sort of, you know, a number of things on the table right now, I can't predict how the board will want to proceed at this point in time.
So what's next for this issue going forward? How do you see it going forward?
Well, my understanding is the county, and here again, I haven't heard any response from the county, so I'm assuming the county will go ahead and dust off that 2007 report. And I would question what they're going to get for $75K. I don't know if you've read the report. It's very, very lengthy. But here again, I don't know if they're going to get what they need for $75,000 or not. But I would assume they're going to go ahead with it. So I guess next steps are to wait and see what the county comes up with, whenever that might be. I don't think that dusting it off is going to be a short-term process because of the way policing has changed since 2007. But I could be wrong. I'm certainly not an expert on that matter. So,
do you know, since you've sent the letter, has Mayor Cleveland reached out to you at all to follow up?
Yes, he has. He's requested to appear as a delegation at our next board meeting. And I haven't opened it yet. I see I received an email from him this morning in that regard. So I would assume he will be appearing at our next board meeting. Now, our policies, procedures and policies are much like the town's when it comes to delegations. The mayor is entitled to come. He's allowed 10 minutes to make his case or, you know, to say what he wants to say. Members of the board will have an opportunity to ask him questions if they so desire. But much like delegations to Coburg Council, Mayor Cleveland will not have the right to direct specific questions to the board. So,
and when will that be?
That will be the third Tuesday in March. We're looking for, he's approached some of us since the letter and stuff. And, you know, like, you know, behind the scenes kind of, he has talked to some members of the board. Yeah.
Okay.
Privately.
Ron Kerr, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
Anytime, it was a pleasure.
That was Coburg Police Service Board Chair Ron Kerr. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening and stay tuned for more from Consider This.